And we welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by defensive lineman Bo Allen. The rookie is in town. And when he was drafted, every cheesesteak company in Philadelphia prepared the Bo Allen special. Is that not true?
No, that's definitely true.
You are a man who the reputation from Wisconsin is that you can put it down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I like to eat food. We went to the Rose Bowl, you know, three times or whatever, and there's an all-you-can-eat beef bowl. And they serve you massive, massive plates of prime rib and stuff like that. So I think I ate like six or seven of them one year. And
on then, the week of, not the night before the game.
It wasn't the night before the game, but it was a couple days before. And that was a pretty great meal, but I like to think that I can eat some food.
Were you always a big kid?
Yeah. I think for as long as I can remember, at least. I remember.
You were like the 92-pound weakling in sixth grade who just all of a sudden.
I remember I started playing football in seventh grade, and the next summer you come back. In Minnesota, if you weigh over like 180 pounds, you're not allowed to touch the ball. It's called being a white striper.
Okay.
So they're weighing everybody in, and they're like, Bo, how much do you think you weigh? And I really had no idea. I was like, oh, I'm probably like, you know, 215, like something like that. Like, they're like, oh, okay. So then it's my turn. I step up on the scale, and I was like 245, and we're just being like, oh. And I just never spoke of it again. I was pretty embarrassed.
Have you ever carried a football in a football game?
Yeah, actually, I have. I played fullback my junior year of high school. Okay. I averaged 8 yards a carry, actually.
I imagine you did.
But I only
what
had
was the running style?
I only had 10 carries. We ran like a lot of power.
Okay, so it was not. Did you ever make anybody miss? Did you ever juke anybody out?
I tried. I mean, I remember one time I got to the open field, and we were in the middle of the field. And I just didn't know what to do, so I just took it to the sideline. Got immediately hawked down.
Right. Well, now you're a defensive tackle, and right. You're on the line of scrimmage, and it's nasty in there. And does that suit your personality?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I love playing nose guard, and I don't think you hear people say that too often. But it's I mean, like you said, it's a war in the trenches, and especially in a 3-4 team, 3-4 defense. You know, you got your work cut out for you inside.
Is it coming along well for you here so far? I mean, I imagine it's all technique.
Right.
There's no contact. There's nothing like that.
Yeah, definitely. So just in OTAs, like you said, we're, you know, in shorts and helmets and stuff like that. But, no, it's good. The scheme's a little different, you know, not to get too technical, but it's a little more of a two-gap scheme than what I'm used to. But I think it's all coming along really well.
But when will you feel like you've arrived in the NFL? When do you think that moment will happen? I mean, do you even think about that stuff?
No, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'll ever think that, to be honest with you. I don't want to be one of those guys that's, you know, happy with where they are, complacent or anything like that. And I think that's a dangerous thing to kind of have that on your mindset and feel comfortable with where you're at. You know, you always got to keep, you know, stepping it up and getting better and better. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Are you impressed with the level of competition here?
Yeah, certainly. You know, even amongst the D-line, we got a lot of great D-linemen. And then, you know, the O-linemen, you know, I've been running with all three of the groups that we have going on, and there's a lot of very, very skilled, talented players, and there's a lot of people to learn from.
Is there a bigger jump in level of talent difference from, you know, high school to going to college than from college to the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. In a certain sense, kind of feel like a freshman all over again, even though, you know, it's in the NFL now, but there is. There's obviously, even going against this offense with just how fast-paced everything is, and you don't really have time to sit there and think. So you just really got to know your stuff, and you got to kind of play with your instincts sometimes, and really just as soon as a play is over, you don't have time to dawdle. You got to get lined up on the ball as fast as you can.
Yeah, nobody really thinks about the benefits the defense has practicing against an offense that is so rapidly paced. But
yeah.
But it's A, conditioning for you,
yeah.
And B, you better know your stuff before the play starts.
Exactly. You don't have time to, like, for example, if you have a bad play, you can't think about it at all. You can't think about what they have going on. And even like you said, conditioning, those plays happen so fast, and it's just, you know, such, I guess, anaerobic even, where you're not getting all that oxygen. But it's great conditioning, and it's good. It's good to get that tempo down. I'm sure when we're going against other teams, it'll be so fast. It'll be so slow just compared to what we're used to.
Well, I think the fans, you know, they want to see you be a great football player. Mm-hmm. They kind of have a sense of what goes on during OTAs. What happens when you're not in the building?
What do I do?
I mean, what kind of stuff? I mean, I know you're not out,
right,
you know, dancing on the streets, but
no.
It's still all football, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me right now, football is obviously my primary focus. I mean, it's funny to say, but it's my job,
it
really.
Has it sunk in yet? It is
your job.
It's
kind of different. It's a little different. You know, not taking class, and all my friends back in Wisconsin are telling me about the classes that they're taking and stuff like that, and it's weird, you know, to be done, you know, when we leave the building or whatever, not have, you know, to study and you know, go over different notes and stuff like that. So it really is, you know, it's my job. So I haven't really been doing too much outside of football. Just kind of got, you know, tunnel vision, as they say.
Are you physically and mentally strong, feeling good? You're not,
yeah.
You know, it's fresh, because everybody talks about, You come in here, there's great energy in the building, the way Chip runs it.
Right.
Everybody stays enthusiastic throughout the day, one day to the next.
No, I think definitely it's, I mean, not to sound too corny or anything, but it's, everyone's just so positive. I guess one thing that kind of stuck out to me when I first got here is just how great, like, the vets are, too, and how helpful they are. Because I remember hearing some horror stories in the spring, you know, before the draft about how, like, you got to be careful with some vets. Like, you know, they get a little, I don't know, grouchy or whatever. You're trying to take their job. You're the new guy. But, you know, can't really say enough about, you know, Benny Logan. D-Square has been so helpful. And, you know, Seth, all those guys have just been so great. And, you know, welcoming to all the rookies, it's really kind of blown my mind.
Yeah, that's cool. Because they are, you are all competing for jobs. But the better that you are, the better they are, right?
Yeah.
Competition breeds competition. Well, exactly. Bo, nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This is our studio. You're welcome anytime.
Cool. Stop by sometime.
During the season, we'll do a cheesesteak eating contest. Or, well, actually, I want to get into your love of aquatics because I can only picture Bo Allen on the high dive doing a 3.5 dive.
Yeah. No, I'll do it. I can swim. I can I can wakeboard, stuff like that. I'll stop by unexpectedly. I'll drop
We'll do it anytime, man. Bo Allen in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.